Coach, first, your thoughts overall on the team's performance?
What a performance. A complete 90-minute performance. You're stressed at times. You have chances in both halves. The guys put in a shift today, and obviously you got to live in the present, but it just proves to the guys after a tough defeat on Tuesday night to bounce back and to play a full 90 and to know that they can do it. And it's hard. It's a really good team, and it's hard to come on the road and a long trip, but a great team performance today, and really excited to get the 3 points.
And can you first just talk about Ferris? What did you see in him when you asked him to join the team?
Ferris is a he's a ball winning central player. He is relentless. He's very good at intercepting the ball, and he's got an understanding of going forward. He's got range in his passing, and you obviously saw that from a really heads up play on the first goal. But you never know completely what you're gonna get from a guy, regardless of when they come into the program. But what we saw and what we have seen since he's been here, I mean, he's been phenomenal, and hopefully he continues to find his consistency and kick on. And so, really happy for his performance today amongst a lot of guys.
And then, what can you say about Shiraz coming up with the personal best nine saves?
He's played games before, and felt it was a really good opportunity for him today, and in terms of the game. And unlucky on in terms of the second goal deflection off of the wall. First goal was just early, but I thought he managed the game. And he's to come in your first game of the season in goal on the road, Patriot League play, for in the eighth game of the season. That's somebody who trains properly every day, and really excited for him and the group.
And then with the context knowing that Bucknell had come back to win four times this season and that you've struggled more in second halves relative to first halves, can you talk about today's second half performance defending that one goal lead?
Yeah, I mean, your question the other night was about the second half, and sometimes how the game plays out. And so and I said, well, I hope it doesn't become a consistent theme. And that's why I don't use an I, but that's why when we started, I said, it's a big belief, and it's a big win for to prove to the guys that they can do this, and are willing to do everything that it takes and to kind of push on a little more. And you saw that, and so yeah, a really good second half after all five goals in the first half. But to obviously keep it a clean sheet, and to have to deal with their central balls and how they run beyond, it was really nice to see for our group in terms of a clean sheet in the second half.
And then you already mentioned and talked about Ferris, but goal contributions today came entirely from players that you added in the offseason. Can you talk about how the newcomers broadly have settled into the team?
Yeah, that's the whole point of bringing in new players, right? That you know what you have, and you try to now build upon that and have some variations of types of players. And production today came from guys who have come in this year, and to your point, they've acclimated, and they've really added a tremendous amount of value. And the depth of this team and the amount of guys who can score, and whether you start or come off the bench. I mean, yeah, it's been as a coach, that's a good problem to have. And again, I tip my hat to the guys, and just in terms of what they've done. But the Lapo and Otero and Ferris, in terms of production today, E as well. I mean, and Diego, the whole team. I could go through. But yeah, what a team performance and a gritty performance on the road against a really, a nationally ranked team.
There were 5 goals in the first half and none in the second. How does something like that happen? And especially the team's mindset after giving up that early goal.
Yeah, right. That's never a good start, giving up a goal in the first, 5 minutes, and it was less than that, but first 5 minutes of a game on the road. And so to then respond, you go down 2-1 to then respond again. So there was a lot of goals in the first half, all five, and as it goes, you find your legs. And I don't know why there was 5 goals in the first half and 0 in the second half, but I think that's a product of the product that, I think it's a product of how both teams can play, right? I mean, they came at us pretty hard early on, tried to squeeze it and tried to press on to us, and so it allowed for, space at different times, and we found that space. And then as the game goes, it kind of, it can open up on both sides of the ball, and you saw some space to be able to play. And I think that's a product of both teams and how they play and formation wise and kind of how you set up.
And then finally, obviously, the goal is to get 3 points on the road in Patriot League play. But what does it mean to also defeat a team ranked by all the coaches?
Yeah, listen, that's a big win today. A nationally ranked team, a team who has been at the top of the conference. So to come on the road to find points is never easy. And so, yeah, that's 3 points on the road in conference play. Sit at 2-1 now in conference, and also give yourself a little more confidence in terms of the added bonus of playing a top 25 ranked team in the country.
All right, thank you, coach, and safe travels.
Thank you very much, Scott. Thank you, Gabby.